Hello, everybody, and welcome to the new episode of our Venice podcast. So we're here with Othello, and what happened in Venice? Like, what happened?
So essentially, I think I was manipulated. Like, Iago took advantage of me, and I don't know how to react to that. And it's just.
But like, why'd you kill your wife?
But it wasn't that simple because I was manipulated. I didn't have control over that, but I do take responsibility over it. It's just I certainly don't think I had complete control over my situation. And, but if I was manipulated, Emilio, why would that anger you? Like, if I didn't have complete control over what I did, how would that make me a villain in a situation like that? I certainly did wrong, I'll admit to that, but I believe I died an honorable death because of it.
Well, you didn't talk to her, you didn't talk to anyone. All you did was just have, like, seizures. You didn't do anything to make your situation better. You could have talked to her, Iago wasn't holding you hostage. You were just being mad. You didn't talk to your wife about about an affair. That's something you should talk to.
I think I had just enough reason to trust Iago than I did my wife.
So you trusted Iago more than your wife?
No, not more, but just the same reason as I would.
It's weird to me that you didn't have any really, like, tangible evidence. And yet you were still, like, I understand, like, on why you're so angry about it, but.
But couldn't it just be a coincidence that I happened to trust Iago and what he had to say, other than myself as Othello?
I'm not mad at you for trusting Iago. I'm mad at you for killing your wife because you had so much trust in Iago.
Because he manipulated me?
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so you've mentioned earlier that you did learn from your mistakes, but do you really believe that you died an honorable death?
Yes, I do think so, because I learned from it, and I really wanted to redeem myself, and even through my death, I think I showed that by giving my wife my last words and my last moments. And with that, I also think I learned from my mistakes because of that, and I even addressed other people saying, write me down for who I was, not who I was manipulated to be.
I think you were as bad as Iago, honestly. Both of you just ended it. Iago said, I have nothing else to say, and he ended it. You just said, I have nothing else to say but this, and you ended it. There was no closure. I mean, there kind of was for you, but for everyone else, like, how did he get like this?
I don't believe I had full responsibility over my actions. However, I do think that I can learn from them, and my death was honorable and an honorable representation of that.
So, do you take responsibility? Do you think you were the villain of this?
I take responsibility over I do, but I think I redeemed myself enough to make me believe I'm not the villain and to be written and remembered as somebody for who I was, and that's certainly not a villain. I think Iago is definitely the villain in this, and I can only say so because I wasn't the only one taken advantage of. It was Rodrigo's. It was all the other people. It was even you. You were controlled partway through. That doesn't make you a villain.
I was, but I didn't kill anyone. I was the one who brought it all to light. I was the one who was put an end to this. Of course I'm not the villain.
I reacted poorly, but doesn't make me a villain.
And if you're so concerned about how other people are looking at you, every time someone's talked about you, they're like, what is wrong with him? How has it gone to this? This is how you're going to be remembered. But if you hadn't gone out so quickly, you could have explained yourself.
I'd like to hope that I'm not remembered in that type of light.
Well, all you can do now that you're dead is all you can do is hope that you're remembered well. If you had just stuck it out and explained yourself, everyone needed to explain themselves. No one talked this whole entire experience. That's why we're here. That's why you're dead. That's why I'm dead.
I guess we can both hope then.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, I think concludes our very short episode with Othello. What do you guys think? I mean, was he really the villain of this whole story? Or was he not to blame? Was he just the starstruck lover who took it too far? Find out later.